Our assignment was to get somebody that went through a hard time and then was raised up or rose up from. Joseph was sold by his brothers into Egypt and put in jail and for years, and then the king brought him up and made him second in command of Egypt.
David, when he took another man's wife, he had his punishment was that his son would die, his first son that was born by that woman would die. And so his son was sick, and he was really sad, and he was fasting and praying that the Lord might spare his son. And then when the Lord, when the son died, he rose up and said that now he was glad because it was over.
I just think about Abraham, how in consequence of doing what's right, he was willing to sacrifice his son, or he thought for sure that he would, but God turned that around and raised him up with his son as a great leader.
I thought about when Moses was a baby and his family was, it was a time when the Egyptians said that they should throw all the baby boys in the river, and they kept him for a while, but then he was getting big enough that they were going to find him, and so they took him to the river and put him in a boat, and they were watching him there, but they were real sad because they didn't know what would happen. But then the king's daughter came and saw the baby and told them they could keep the baby for her, and so they were really glad when they went back.
I thought about David. He was just a young shepherd boy, and he probably really wanted to be at the excitement at the battle, but then he was just out guarding the sheep and doing his simple chores, and then God raised him up and he became the king.
This is about he that goeth forth with weeping, but bearing precious seed, doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing the sheep.
I thought about Joseph when he was taken to Egypt and put in prison, but then God made him to be the second in rule in Egypt, and had that not happened, probably some people would have died from the famine.
I thought about how when Jesus died, well, a couple days after he died, Mary Magdalene and some other women came up and they were going to put spices on his body, and then they came. Well, they were mourning and stuff, and they came, and then here the stone was rolled away, and there was angels there, and they told him that Jesus had risen up, and so they were real glad and they ran to tell the disciples, and here they saw him on the way.
I got Hannah, Samuel's mother, when she was all sad that she couldn't have children, and her husband's other wife would mock her because she had many children and she didn't have any, and she prayed to God and asked God for a son, and he said that if she would give him one, if he would give her one, then she would give it back to him to serve him with Eli. And then when he got bigger, since he had been weaned, he gave him back to her. But she was happy that she had a son, and she had several others.
I thought about Tobit when he saw they were going to have a big feast, so he said to his son, go See if you can find anyone in the market that is mindful of the Lord to come share the feast with them. But when his son went to the market, he found someone that was dead. And so he came back and told his father, and his father, after his father buried him, he was unclean. So he had to sleep outside and slept by the wall. And the sparrows had the droppings in his eyes because he didn't notice they were there. And then he was sad, and someone had to support him and help him, and his wife had to work. And then the angel healed him. And then he wrote a song of rejoicing, and he was real happy.
When Joseph got sold to Egypt, he was the ruler over Egypt, and then he was real joyful whenever his brothers came.
I had the same thing as Corbin about Abraham. God asked for what was closest to him, and because he was willing to give it, God made Abraham's descendants like the sands on the shore.
I thought about how Jacob, he wept when he lost his son, and then he rejoiced when he got reunited with Joseph and he was able to die happy.
I thought that of Hannah as well. She was weeping in the temple because she didn't have any children, and asked God to give her a son, and she'd give him back to him, and God granted her that.
Haman sent out letters that all the Jews were going to get killed, and the king's wife was a Jew, and so she went into the king's room and asked him that they wouldn't get killed, and the king had pity on her, and they sent out new letters that they weren't going to get killed after all.
I thought about David when Saul was chasing him, trying to kill him. He was probably wasn't real happy having to run and try to save himself, and he could have killed his enemy, but he said he wasn't going to because it was God's anointed. And then Saul finally quit chasing him. He went back, and David became king.
I had a bunch of the women were going to Jesus' tomb to anoint his body, and when they got there, the guards were passed out, and the stone was rolled back, and the angels were there, and they told them what happened, and they went to the disciples to tell him, and they saw Jesus.
I thought about one when the disciples were all sad that Jesus died, that when he rose and came back, that they rejoiced that he was alive.
All right, is that everybody? Okay. Little boys and babies. And you. All of you, think this week about this question. What kind of home do I want to build? What kind of home do I want to have? And little boys, you come with at least one thing that you want in your home. God blesses you with one. Come. kind of house or home do you want? You order ones with at least two things, two details about the home you want to build.